Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. That's right. We're bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out. 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 Bring them out.
6'2" right-hander Dylan Cease.
Ooh. Yeah. 97 and up, and Bregman is gone. Now an RBI opportunity for Alvarez. Swing and a miss. Dylan Cease picks up strikeout number 2. Starts his delivery. There are 6 seconds on the pitch clock, and another great pitch, and Abreu is gone. That is what had Dylan Cease finish second in the Cy Young race last year. Ooh, strike 3. Yes, ooh is right. That's 4 strikeouts in a row for Dylan Cease, and the slider is filthy.
Rhythm, baby.
Cease is that's right. Rhythm. Cease joins Logan Webb and Garrett Cole with opening day 10 strikeout games.
White Sox win over the champs, the Houston Astros, and oh, God! Welcome in to the Cap'n J. Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Shea, we got Jay Moore, we got you. For a 3-hour ride here on this Friday morning, open phone lines for you, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. That's where you can watch this show and all the shows here at ESPN 1000. And Cap, we got what we wanted. We wanted to have wins for our teams in opening day, and by God, we got them. Cubs and White Sox win yesterday.
Outstanding pitching. I love the pitch clock, but we'll get into that. I may be in a minority. Maybe there's a vocal minority maybe out there.
That would be me.
Dylan, we'll get into it.
I'm the vocal minority here, but go ahead.
So am I. Well, Dylan Cease, magnificent. Marcus Stroman, stop yourself. Mm-hmm. Big hits in big spots. Dansby Swanson, welcome to Chicago. Andrew Vaughn, get it done, big guy. Loved it. Cubs win. They beat the Brewers. And the Cardinals lost. And the White Sox win. Take that.
On that National League side of things, that was a good day for you. Cardinals win and the Cubs.
Oh,
the Cardinals
man.
Lose and the Cubs win.
So other than I did not want to see Wilson Contreras get injured. He took a 103-mile-an-hour fastball off the leg, so that was a problem. But he had 2 hits. I root for him, not his team.
Mm-hmm.
And I've made that clear to him. I hope you hit 390 and play great. I hope your team goes, well, 162, and he laughed. He had to be helped off the field. They lost. They came back from 3-0 down, 5-3 down, tie. They take the their bullpen gagged it away. My bullpen? Good morning, good afternoon, and good freaking night. And then I sat down on the couch for last night, and Dylan Cease, you are simply magnificent.
Think about that. You have 2 terrific starting pitching outings. Marcus Stroman, we did not talk a lot about him yesterday, as we should have at Old Crow Smokehouse yesterday. Mm-hmm. And by the way, thanks to everybody that came out to see our broadcast yesterday in Wrigleyville right before the Cubs and the Brewers. But you had 2 starting pitchers, Cease and Stroman, that got it done. Stroman, though, let's talk about him just for a second. 8 strikeouts through 6. Cap, I don't know how long he's going to be a Cub, but all I can tell you is that here's a guy here that wanted to be here. Wanted to be a Chicago Cub. How often do you hear that, where a guy says, yeah, I've been around the league, but I want to pitch at Wrigley Field?
Especially when they were going through a rebuild. They were terrible. I'll pick them.
Think about that.
Pretty cool.
He chose the Cubs as much as the Cubs chose him. And then he gives you this energy when he's out there. Huh? I mean, opening day starter, that could be daunting for some.
Yeah.
Okay, 40,000 people here. Okay, deep breath. No, not Stroman. He puts on the cap, make sure his hair is intact underneath there, the little do-rag, and he goes out there and gives you a gem. But I like his energy out there. That's what I like. Okay, is that a number one starter on a great team? No, probably not, but I'm just telling you that you like to have a guy like that on your roster that keeps you in the ball game. Other side, you get Dylan Cease. We talked yesterday about who could be the Cy Young Why not Dylan Cease? Why not this time around him being locked in? He picked up where he left off last year. Couldn't be happier that on a 0-0 tie for the majority of the game, Cease keeps you in the ball game. So two solid starting pitchers for the Cubs and White Sox yesterday.
Dylan Cease was so dominant. Like, Marcus Stroman had to navigate a bases-loaded jam, I believe, in the fourth. And just the way Jed said to us yesterday, we're winning with pitching and defense. Ground ball the second. Horner to Swanson to Hosmer. Ring it up, inning over. And there's Stroman banging on his glove, going nuts.
Energy. You love that.
Yes, and if you're in the opposing dugout, you hate it.
Oh, absolutely. But you don't want just the stoic robot coming out there, come check my glove, come check my hand, thank you, tip the cap. No.
Have fun.
He's out there like, yeah, I need that energy from the Wrigley crowd.
I loved it.
So and then you got to love that if you're a fan.
Last night, I sit down on the couch. First of all, I told you yesterday, it was halibut day yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Wildfire has the best macadamia nut crusted halibut. Yesterday, it returned on the menu. It's only there now until October.
Mm-hmm.
Bam! Picked it up. Thank you, Jay Moore. They swam right in a boat. They cooked it up. It was delicious. We're eating it, watching the White Sox game. Marcus Stroman was phenomenal. Dylan Cease said, hold my beer.
Yeah.
18 straight, he retired.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1-0. There were a lot of idiotic plays in baseball yesterday. Two of them in Chicago games. The Jackaloon, what was his name? Urias?
Mm-hmm.
Diving into first base to try and beat out a hit in the Cubs game. And he injures his hamstring. Hey, dumbass, do you ever see an Olympic sprinter dive across the finish line? You don't. You run through the tape. Run through the bat. You're diving to miss evade a tag? Okay, you weren't. And you're out. Bang, bang, play. Out. Take a seat. Oh, your hamstring's hurt? Because you're dumb. And we go to the White Sox game. Down a run on a wild pitch by Aaron Bummer. It's a physical error. Those don't upset me because they happen. They're human beings playing.
Fair.
There's a ball in the corner, and there goes Moncada to lead off the inning. What was that, the seventh?
Mm-hmm.
Lead off the inning, trying to stretch it into a triple. If you do that, you better make it. Bam, you're out. Bang, bang, you're out. And I'm thinking, there's their last good chance because the Astros bullpen's loaded.
Well, you saw what I said about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was heated. Because that's not the last time we've seen that from Moncada.
Correct.
And when we went around the diamond, Chicago Cubs, Chicago White Sox, who was the best player at each position, I gave you Patrick Wisdom. Absolutely. And someone would say, well, wait a minute, Moncada. No, I've seen enough. Just not a smart ball player.
He's not.
He just isn't, Cap. I mean, it's one thing you've already lost the trade with him. But the other thing is that just give me a double. You don't have the wheels of Anderson and Robert. You just don't. And you haven't had it since 2020. And you try to stretch a double into a triple? Look, yes, the White Sox needed offense, but not that badly. The same thing with the guy from the Brewers. I've heard Steve Stone say it for 25 years. Do not dive into first base. You can get hurt. And we saw a microcosm of that yesterday.
So
crazy. How does that happen?
I don't know.
Listen, it's opening day. Yes, you've been shut out by Cubs pitching. You don't need a base hit that badly to get yourself hurt in that spot, Urias.
And it slows you down.
Yeah.
Yep. He might have beaten it out had he run through the bag.
Now, immediately, the average Brewers fan is blaming Council for that. And it's like, it's not his fault. He doesn't know that that guy's going to die to first base.
Guys have played the game their whole life.
Yeah.
So that happened in the Cubs game. Then we're eating our halibut, watching Dylan Cease retire. He gave up the first batter of the game, got a hit. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh boy. And bam, 18 straight he retired. His first pitch breaking ball was as dirty as anything I've seen.
Uh-huh.
It was incredible. And then he comes out of the game. People on social, what are you doing taking him out? He's at 86 pitches. It's one of 162.
Yes.
There's two men on. Relax. So they take him out. They take him out, and here comes Aaron Bummer, who looks healthy. His ball was live.
Yes. Especially when it was in the dirt. It was live then, too.
Yeah. Throws one by Grandal.
God.
You don't have an iron gate back there. And bam, it's 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
Then he gets out of the inning. Everybody in the dugout's trying to pump him up. They're showing him getting patted on, and he's furious. You see him yelling in his glove as he comes up. And then the Moncada play happens. I'm thinking, oh boy, what a way to lose. 1-0, you're going to lose that. And Yasmani Grandal, bam, 400 and whatever feet. We are tied.
You take that catcher over your two or three veterans you got on the Cubs there, those two or three guys. Soon as Yan Gomes was signed, I go, that's the end for Contreras.
You did.
No shot.
We had that story. Gomes. Remember?
Yeah.
We reported it on the show.
Yeah.
Somebody texted me, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yan Gomes just went to the Cubs. What?
Yan Gomes.
And I texted Contreras. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
And now that story can be told. What did he say? Trade coming.
Yes. I believe it was an airplane emoji also.
Right.
I believe that was attached to the text.
Trade coming, Cap, with an airplane emoji. And they didn't end up trading him. He left to go to St. Louis.
I turned to you like, you already got Wilson Contreras. Why do you need an old rickety Yan Gomes on the... Oh, I see what's happening.
Yeah.
The trade never happened, but now he's with the Cardinals. But I loved what I saw here. A couple things. I was asked you yesterday, I mm-hmm. said, Cap, do you believe that Boxberger mm-hmm. will be the closer? I wonder, is this closer by committee? Is this a one-off? Because we saw Fulmer at the end. I was surprised to see Boxberger in the eighth in the game for the Cubs. Is that your closer? Because he's got the most saves of anybody on the roster, right?
Boxberger? Correct.
Like career saves.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they don't have him back yet because he's recovering from Tommy John. He's supposed to be back, I don't know, June. Cody Hoyer, I think, is who they look at with his not plus 97 stuff mm-hmm. that he could be the guy. But right now, David Ross said, we're good. We're going to go by matchup.
And, of course, on the other side of the town, you got the babyface assassin in there, Lopez. And I go, okay, that's a long guy.
Dude, he threw 101 yesterday. Like, where did that come from?
Sometimes strays an arrow, though.
Well, the guy who hit the home run, Alvarez?
Yes.
That thing was crushed.
It was.
Crushed. He got out of it, man. He came up with a big pitch in a big spot. Ball game over, White Sox win. It's a good day. You beat the defending world champs. You heard the game here on ESPN 1000.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. Two, the Cubs beat the Brewers. And three, the freaking Cardinals gave up 10 runs and lost. There were more hits in that game between the two teams, I think, than any game in like 12 years.
Yes.
Loved it.
So much fun. So opening day was fun. And there's some question marks about opening day as well. We know that you have a busy schedule. You know, whether you're working, you're a parent, you're taking care of people, taking care of yourself. So maybe you didn't watch a lot of spring training baseball, but maybe the first time you watched baseball this year was yesterday. We had our biggest exposure to the pitch clock yesterday. Did you like it? We're going to talk about some of the numbers that we saw in yesterday's games and take your phone calls. Let's open the phone lines now, as a matter of fact, Shay. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. Our phone number, Cubs fans and Sox fans. Hey, opening day was yesterday. Want to get your thoughts. And also, the pitch clock yesterday. Game is a little quicker than normal. We'll explain why next. Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. Cap and Jay Hood are back on ESPN Chicago, Chicago's Home for Sports.
It's the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Don't forget, we got Shot or No Shot coming your way at 8 o'clock here on this Friday morning. Boy, we're going to have a busy weekend. Final Four, WrestleMania, baseball, so much happening. 312-332-3776 is our phone number.
So you did something for the – you have a UIC game today.
I do.
And you hooked up Tracy with Coach McDermott at UIC Baseball. They moved the game up. That's the greatest gift you can get someone. Their own personal meteorologist.
That's insane.
The best. I mean, literally, you have an app, but he calls Tracy.
Yes.
We have a 4 o'clock. You're never going to get it in. Move it to 12.
Yeah.
Okay, move the game.
So UIC Indiana State will be at noon. I'll be on the call on ESPN Plus. So if you can give me on monitor 4.
That's awesome. I'll have you because I'll be in the car. Mm-hmm. I'm going up to Wisconsin for the weekend with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
She's driving. She hates being the passenger. No problem for me.
Yeah.
I'll have my iPad going, make my little plays before we get over the state line because the dumbasses in Wisconsin don't allow sports gambling. I don't understand why. And I am going to be locked in watching you.
Put that on the poll, Shay, at ESPN 1000. Do you prefer to drive or your significant other?
Let her drive.
Because here's why. Like, it's good that she's a good wheel woman.
Yeah.
She's a good wheel woman, so that way you get your bets in, you can read. You'll still get there, but if she likes to drive, that's fine.
I'll be watching UIC baseball.
I think that's cool. Like Peacock, it all depends, right? If I say, you know what, my back's a little bulky, do you mind driving? Then she'll do it, right? But she doesn't do it all the time. And it's so interesting. Like, we'll drive to my mother-in-law's, and we'll pull up in her driveway. Why aren't you driving? Excuse me? Why aren't you driving? I said, because your daughter, my wife, she also wears pants and she can work too.
Yeah.
What do you mean, why is she driving? It's 2023, lady. God almighty. Like, what's wrong with her driving? She's a liberated woman.
Love it.
What is she? My mother-in-law is still back in the dinosaur era. Like, she's not supposed to drive?
Oh, I'll be in the...
Wear pants?
We'll be in Mindy's SUV, three dogs... And she'll be driving. I'll be making my bets and watching UIC baseball. Couple of other quick notes.
And by the way, some guys prefer to drive. Like, for instance, long travel. Right. My wife. Some of her family's from Kansas. Mm-hmm. I made that drive to Kansas, mm-hmm. Derby, Kansas. She's like, yeah. So you make that drive, right? Yeah. And yep. It's like, all right, we're in Springfield, Missouri. All right, you could take the rest. All right, I drove all this time. Okay, you want to switch? All right, you want to drive? All right. And she's going 65. I go, 65? We're never going to make it. Step on the gas.
Yeah, let's go a little bit.
I mean, my God, like 65, that's not even 70.
Right.
So sometimes it's like, you know what? Going back, I'll do it. Because I can get us back in 10, in less than 10 hours.
Right.
She's just putting along. I go, you've got nothing but like hills and trees. Step on the gas. There's nobody for miles. Step on the gas.
Let's go.
Gotta be safe. Gotta make sure we get there on time.
Speed limit 70.
So sometimes it's best, like, if a guy steps on, like, all right, let me step out of the way. I'm going 90 here. Here we go.
You've never driven with Zetterman.
No.
He's picked me up in the morning sometimes. And if we're in the express lanes or on the Kennedy somewhere, and someone's in the left lane and they're not exceeding the speed limit, mm-hmm. He flashes his lights at him.
Oh, way.
He's out of his mind. I'm like, Danny.
He's out of his mind.
Yeah. So a couple quick things. Yes. One.
Yeah, we got to get to the pitch clock at the moment.
Yes. Yep. Had an amazing group of guys come up after the show yesterday. Hey, we love the show. This one guy says, I'm a police officer. I will not say where his jurisdiction is. He said, you and Hood saved a guy from getting a speeding ticket.
Mm-hmm.
He did. What did we do? He said, dude, I listen every single day. I left the other station when you guys got mornings, and I've been locked in ever since, and you entertain me. Take that, Mike. And
hi.
And that's our old boss. He said, I'm out there. I got my radar going. He says, this guy goes by quick enough that I could ticket him, and it's in the middle of shot or no shot.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys had me rolling laughing. And I'm like, he's not like, oh, my God, fast where I got to go get him. But enough, I could ticket him.
Yeah.
I got to hear the end of shot or no shot. You got a free one. You got a free one at Aiko. So you and Hoodie saved him. The other thing, Shay, Jay Moore. So Tuesday I did nights. And that meant I did not have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to sleep in. Now, I can't really sleep. I wake up, my body clock's set for this show. But I'm laying there trying to keep my eyes closed. And motion at your front door. 4:49. Motion at your front door. 5 minutes later, there is motion at your front. Two packages. I go down and get the packages from the front door. Who in the hell is putting stuff by my front door at 4:49 a.m.? Michelle Hood sent them to me. It was meant for her. She ordered stuff for herself. And put it to my
address. Boy, that's a faux pas.
Unbelievable.
I get this text from Hoodie. Could you bring those boxes? Those are actually Michelle's. And it was stuff for an event that she's going to be involved in. And I texted back, no problem, to Hoodie. Yeah, I got it. No problem. Michelle texts me, I am mortified. I cannot believe that happened.
Yeah. She can't believe that happened, even though she did it. Can't believe
Correct.
It. Yeah. Can't believe it, though.
You auto, it auto-defaulted to your address. Never happened before.
I have done that before. Amazon's the worst about it because it defaults to whatever the last place you sent something was.
Mm-hmm. Because we sent Cap something when he was sick.
Correct.
And it was still up there, the address.
Correct.
Yeah, but like my wife was the maiden of honor in her best friend's wedding, and so she was sending gifts, and this girl lives in Nashville. She's sending gifts to Nashville. Then I go to order something, and I just go through, do the click-through, buy now, get it shipped to me, and it goes to this house in Nashville. This thing I want to buy. What do you do then? Like, then you're really screwed.
Hey, you want to ship that back to me?
Right.
And the answer is no, usually, Jay Moore. Like, no, those are mine now.
Yeah, imagine this. You order Uber Eats, and you're sitting around waiting, and you find out it went to your job instead of your house.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that happened. Yeah.
It's just.
I told the driver you could just eat it.
I'm just glad, Cap, that, you know, that you didn't open up the box with those edible panties. I'm so glad that you didn't open that up. So that's always good.
Excuse me.
Yeah, so thank you for making sure that I got that package.
Wow.
312.
Wow.
332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. You and I are diehard baseball fans.
We are.
You, a Cub fan, me, a White Sox fan, for our new listeners that don't know. And so, Cap, you're used to the snappy, 2-hour and 35-minute ball game. National League guy. Me? Growing up 20 minutes away from Old Comiskey, I'm used to the 3-hour ball game because I'm an American League guy. So I've always looked at baseball like this. Baseball is not a movie. Baseball has no clock.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to go to a baseball game, I have blocked off my day. The businessman special at 105 or 120 or the night game at 7 o'clock. All right, I'm here. Go as long as you want. It's entertain me, right? I don't have this feeling like, oh, it's 9:30. I got to go home. It's baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there for the long haul. Otherwise, I would just watch at home. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to guaranteed rate, if it's a 3-hour ball game, it's a 3-hour game. I'm not in a hurry to leave. I've got lemon chill. I've got beer. I've got all the concessions I want. And I got my favorite team on the diamond. Play as long as you want, as long as you win.
Right.
Right.
And entertain me.
That's all it is. But no. Baseball wants to be basketball now. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now we got to make sure that we get these games in. Now, based on the games yesterday, the average time was 2 hours and 45 minutes. 2:45.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's entertaining, I don't care how long it is, Cap. I don't care. As long as my team wins. If my team falls short, it happens. It's baseball, long season. But the average out of all the 15 games we saw yesterday was 2:45. Not bad. Not bad. As long as you got some runs going, and with the pitch clock, we got to throw that in there as well. Okay, so there's some batters still that are not used to this pitch clock. How long do I step in? Do I step out? Do I have to acknowledge the pitcher? Hello, ball.
Right.
Yeah,
thanks, Ralph Kramden.
Yeah, so what do you think? I had no problem with it because it's still baseball.
Okay.
What are people saying on your side?
So I'm in this discussion with my friend Tracy. Tracy loves baseball. She is a big baseball fan. My wife, huge baseball fan. Well, my wife was watching from home, and she said, boy, the game was fast. Snappy 2 hours and whatever.
Fine.
And you mentioned some of the stats. Opening day, there was less than one pitch timer violation per game. Game times averaged, on average, 21 minutes less than last year's. Base runners, as you said, successful. 21 of 23 stolen base attempts. So the game changed. Tracy was at Wrigley. She's texting me saying, it's distracting at the game. You're watching it. You try to look down to keep score. She likes to keep score. It's too fast to enjoy, cheer, boo, whatever. Something happens. Bam, he's got the ball and he's going again. You don't get to see as many replays on the big boards. I said, would you prefer they didn't have it, or do you think you'll get used to it? I think it's too fast. Pitchers clearly can get rattled if they throw a bad pitch or have to be involved in a play. Not one player fixed their batting gloves, so that's not the worst. But from the straight fan experience, You take the afternoon to go to the ballpark. It's too fast to enjoy yourself. It's baseball.
Well, that's nonsense. That's nonsense. If I've got it, if you and I are scoring the game, ground ball to short, okay, 6-3. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's easy to write down. 6-3. Okay, now the next batter. What you got to shade it in and color it real nice between pitches? No. I mean, just score the game and then keep it moving. What do you mean it's too fast to enjoy? Because you don't have time to just fuss around and talk to your neighbor next to you? You can still do those things.
Well, she's with you that she doesn't need a pitch timer. She said, if I'm going to the game, the afternoon is the game. And if it ends at 4:05, great. If it ends at 4:55, great. I just want to enjoy the afternoon at the ballpark.
I feel like that's the difference with this, though, because the pitch clock is clearly a TV move. This is being done for the broadcasts. It's not being done for the fan at the game. So you might not enjoy it if you're at the game, because now you're reminded of an NFL game where you get up to get a beer at halftime and you're not back in your seat till the third quarter's half over. Like, that's a problem as a spectator. But as a watching the broadcasts, I love it. This is incredible. And it's not about shortening the game. It's about last year, the time between the end of an at-bat and the start of an at-bat, on average, was 4 minutes. This year, it's 2.5. You're just getting through action faster. It's keeping things more entertaining because there's less dead time. It's not about it ending sooner. It's about getting rid of the dead time.
Well, here's the thing. Even getting rid of the dead time, as an American League guy, it's still going to go 2:45. It's still going to go 2:45 or longer. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I'm used to 2:45 to 3-hour ball games, Cap, an American League guy. So I'm not going to get those snappy 2:25s like you will in the National League. I won't.
Watching that game yesterday afternoon,
it's fine.
I'm sitting on a couch watching the Cubs game, and I'm like, boy, we're in the fifth inning already?
Yeah.
First it was the this is the fourth. Now we're in the fifth?
So what time did you look at your watch? Because I was looking at 1:20 start. I looked at that 3:00. What was it? Sixth inning? Yeah. Around 3:00?
Yeah. I looked first in the fourth inning.
Mm-hmm.
I checked my watch, I'm like, it's 2-whatever, and we're in the fourth inning? Wow, we're flying here.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't even an hour. Cruising. It didn't affect me. It was entertaining.
Yep.
I was locked in. I was going to watch both the Cubs and the White Sox. I do it every single game. And I had a good time watching it. I did. But it didn't affect me. But people at the stadium, Tracy's not the only one. I had multiple friends of mine who they go to opening day every year. Too fast. Waited in line for a beer, missed an inning and a half.
Okay, well, you got to get fully croisin' before you get there. More tailgating.
Right.
I mean, you got to do something.
And I think the gates open now less. It used to be 2 hours before first pitch.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's an hour and a half now. So the concessions, the owners are putting their money where their mouth is here. Less time to sell product, for sure.
Does the pitch clock make baseball better? Let's get your calls in on that. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Last year's opening day with 7 games played, averaged 3 hours and 11 minutes. 2:45 for opening day through the 15 games yesterday. Let's get your phone calls in next on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Here's today's headlines with Cap'n Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The Cubs are off today after picking up an opening day win 4-0 against the Milwaukee Brewers. Their series against the Brewers will continue tomorrow at Wrigley Field at 1:20 as Justin Steele will be on the mound for the Cubs. The White Sox spoiled the party in Houston with an opening day win over the reigning world champion Houston Astros. Dylan Cease struck out 10 and 6 in a third innings pitched. As the Sox go on to victory, they will play the Astros again tonight. You can hear that game at 7 right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. The Bulls need a win tonight in Charlotte if they want to keep their playoff hopes alive. They enter action today with a 2-game lead for the final seed over the Washington Wizards. Jay Moore.
Cap'n Jay Hood are back.
And you know this, man.
Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
Does the pitch clock make baseball better?
Your thoughts on opening day for the Cubs and White Sox, 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Steger, here is Rick that leads us off here on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show. What's up, Rick?
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I'm a baseball traditionalist. I love the game. I'm not completely against the pitch clock. My concern is the artificial balls and strikes and the potential situations that might create, like a ruined perfect game or an end of game decision that's, you know, a win or a loss, you know, those false outcomes because of pitches that didn't even take place. And I think I have a solution.
Okay.
I think if each team got two warnings, you'd still get the benefits of the game pace stuff, but you wouldn't have the problem of the artificial pitches, because two warnings a game is going to be what? It'll add 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But now you won't have, each team will have a warning or a couple warnings, and you won't have things changing the outcome of the game.
No shot. Their warnings were 6 weeks of spring training, period. Mm-hmm. They are not ever going to go to warnings, and they shouldn't, because all of a sudden, that was just not a warning. Now, no. Here's the freaking rules. If we're going to do this, here's the rule. If you're not addressing the pitcher by 8 seconds left on the clock, strike. Who'd they ring up yesterday? Was it Rafael Devers? I think it was Devers.
Mm-hmm.
Strike three, you're out. What?
Right, stepped out of the box.
Pitch clock. Marcus Stroman goes in the history books. First ever pitch clock violation by a pitcher. And after the game, he said, yeah, I was trying to pay attention to the runner at second. I just got to get used to it. No warnings.
The Devers one in particular, there are things they have to figure out. Because he was in the box, and the pitcher wasn't on the rubber. But because Devers wasn't looking up at the mound, they called the strike on Devers. I feel like if the pitcher's not on the rubber and the batter is in the box, you can't call the automatic strike at 8 seconds. There has to be some leeway where the batter's doing most of his job and the pitcher's not doing his. You can't penalize the batter for that.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Mike in the West Loop on ESPN 1000 on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Sup?
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, with these rule changes, I haven't really watched too much baseball in about 10 years. I consider myself a White Sox fan, but not much of one. Not when they're losing anyway. And with these rule changes, it kept me watching until the seventh inning. I'm an early bedtime guy, but that's the most baseball I've watched in probably 10 years.
And you got rewarded with a victory.
I checked it. I had to Google it this morning when I woke up at about 4 in the morning. But, yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. I like it.
Yeah, the pace of the game. Again, as I said earlier, my friend Tracy was at the game and thought it moved too quick. Not as many replays, waiting in line, go to the bathroom. Whoa. How much time did I miss? Me on my couch? It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
So there's so many things that's going on with these rule changes, though. So Alonso's at first base for the Mets, and there's a foul ball to the left, and he's just jogging back. He's at first base. He's on his way to second. He's jogging back. And because he took too much time, McNeil at the plate was issued a strike. So Alonso's at first, and he's like, you know, okay, I'm going to jog back to first. And the home plate umpire is like, nope, take too much time. That'll be a strike on McNeil because of the time. It's like, and the Mets were just like, what's going on here? They had to explain to them, no, yes, it's a foul ball. You're on your way to second. Get your ass back to first because we have time constraints. Did you see that highlight?
I did.
Crazy.
Okay, Shay, did you tell me they're not, because on the Sox game last night, they did not show the clock? That's a problem. If you're trying to educate everybody, you've got to let them know what the clock is. You have to.
The only broadcast I saw it on was Bally Sports broadcast. I watched all the games yesterday. I got the MLB TV, so I was putting the multi-screen up. All the Bally Sports broadcasts had it in the base icon, like mm-hmm. in the middle of it.
Yep.
I didn't see it anywhere else. I don't know what channel it was, but the Nationals played the Braves in the first game of the day.
Masson.
And it was either that, I don't know if I was watching on the Atlanta stream or on the Washington stream, one or the other, but they kept when it would get down to 10 seconds, it would pop out of the score bug and tick down from 10. That I thought was fine. I don't need the 30-second clock up there all the time if it's not going to be an issue the majority of the time. Like the play clock in the NFL, you see delay a game pretty often. I don't think we're going to see a ton of violations with this.
Vicky's with us here on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Vic.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up?
First of all, to go back to an earlier topic, very funny when I was married and we used to do road trips with the kids all the time. My ex-husband would never let me drive. I offered, and the best, like one of the funniest things since I got divorced was I take road trips all the time. I love to drive. So this is a kind of little sidebar, but I digress here. And I was at the game yesterday. I love the pitch clock. A very valid point, because that happened to me. I had to go to the bathroom and get a beverage, and by the time I came back, the half inning was over. So that's a very valid point. And I loved it that I think it kind of kept the offensive momentum going, because it's like it just kind of kept things going. And I think in the past, whoever is playing defense or pitching, I think they manipulated, used it to try to change momentum in the game. So I loved it, and really one of the best parts was I was home in my house by 5:30 all the way out here in the far western suburbs, and I never get home till at least 7:30 before on a day game.
Pretty awesome.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah, that's good.
Good. Thanks, Vic.
Vicky, appreciate your telephone call for sure. And by the way, Shay, Cap, you give a Major League Baseball player an inch, they'll take a mile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we want the ball to go through. No more shifts, except in Kansas City. That right fielder for Kansas City, whatever his name is, was playing a roamer position. He came into like short right. There was a line drive. It was a base hit. The right fielder, he bobbled it. If you had it clean, he could throw to first base for the out. So this whole thing where the ball's not going to go through, no. The outfielders are going to start coming in. If the infield has to play on the dirt and not play in the grass, the second baseman and shortstop, if they have to play at their natural position, the outfielders will start coming in.
Better not hit one over their head, because you'll run all day.
Right. Did you see that play?
I actually have something else on the shift that really pissed me off. You want to do it after the break?
It's coming up. We'll take more of your phone calls as well. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. We'll take your phone calls. Does the pitch clock make baseball better? Your calls on that. Also, shot or no shot at 8 o'clock right here on ESPN 1000 and also on 100.3 FM HD2.
If you miss something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Cap and Jay Hood are back on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Shot or no shot, coming up at 8 o'clock right here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Shay, I think we watched a lot of baseball because we're excited because it's opening day yesterday. And, of course, we're going to turn the calendar to April. We'll see how the teams fare, Cubs and Sox. What did you see yesterday that was of interest?
So we all talked about how the shift ban would change baseball again. You'd see hits up the middle. I'm watching during the Cubs game. I had the Cubs on the big TV, and then on my computer monitor, I had four different games going.
Yeah.
And I'm looking over at that, and I see in Tigers Rays, Spencer Torkelson's up to bat, hits a rocket ground ball right back at the pitcher up the middle, and I'm going, oh, nice, that's a hit now. Cam returns, and Brandon Lau, the Rays' second baseman, is positioned right on top of second base, fields the ball, throws over to first, no problem. I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Was he shifted? How did he get there so fast? He would have had to teleport. So they go to the overhead camera of the play. Brandon Lau, the entire at-bat, is sneaking more and more to his right. His foot is on the line, the imaginary line that they draw.
Yeah.
And then as soon as McClanahan starts the delivery, Lau breaks further to his right, so he's basically shifted right over second base. Ban it or don't ban it.
Yeah.
Make a decision, because it's still there if this is the way they can play it.
I'm trying to figure out what the penalty would be for that, right? If you've shifted too much, what should be the penalty for the team? Is that take it out away?
You get an extra out.
Something.
Like make it something where, whoa, that's substantial.
Yes. To adhere to the rules. That's interesting. 312-332-3776 is our phone number.
Charlie Blanchard, who listens all the time, tweeted us, says, pitch clock seems like a positive overall to me, but I missed more of the game than usual because I was putting my toddler to bed.
Okay, well, you listen to it.
Right.
I like, put it in your
ESPN
ear and listen.
Chicago app.
Yeah, listen
MLB.
To it.
MLB.com, whatever you need.
Tell them, Dave. You can listen to the game too, right, Dave?
Hey, boys. No, I didn't go to the game. I was stuck in my Schaumburg cage, my office. But I was following on the radio. I'm glad to see a Cubs win. So, good way to start the season. But as far as the pitch clock goes and in baseball in general, I just think if you're not trying to improve your game over time, it's not the right way to go about things. It doesn't mean everything that you're going to do is going to be the right thing, and they've tried different starting a runner on second with a new thing. But as it relates to the pitch clock, you got to hold these pitchers accountable too as well. Like, you got X amount of time. Like, I played tennis at an elite level. Like, you got 30 seconds to get up after the point and serve the ball. Like, you can't just sit there and just wait all day and then, decide when you want to pitch the ball. So I think it's kind of holding the pitchers accountable, batters accountable, and obviously the pace of play has improved, and it's better from a viewership standpoint from a lot of people's feedback that I'm seeing it.
Hang on a second, Dave, because Jay in Homewood has some thoughts. Hello, Jay.
Hey, guys, I'll tell you. You all know
that's
this.
That's a fine game.
Say hello to what? Dave, by the way, Jay, before you start.
Hey, Dave, what's going on, man?
Not much, man. It's a wonderful day when I can listen to Hood and Cap. They're amazing. I got to tell you, you all know this. One game, five games, 10 games, those are very small sample sizes. When we get to about a fifth of the season, I would say about 30 to 35 games, that will really be the indicator. And I got to tell you, when pitchers start complaining of soreness, when the ERAs go up, and this is what I'm anticipating, when the ERAs go up, you're going to see some pushback. The average fastball in the 80s was about 85 to 88 miles an hour. These guys are throwing 98, 93, 95.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of work. And so it takes more preparation, particularly when the hard throwers come in the late innings. And so I love the game, but I just think there's going to be some pushback from the players at about the fifth of the way through the season.
You agree with that, Dave?
Yeah, I think the MLB does not care. It's the new rule. That's how they're going to have to play by, and I think it's great. And then on top of that, I think what's going to be even better to even improve the game even more is when they're going to have the electronic strike zone, and then you're not going to miss a ball on a freaking strike. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, except so they can't get that right, Dave. They've said that they can't track breaking balls properly, that the laser doesn't work right. That's why we don't have it yet.
Dave and Jay, we appreciate your telephone calls. Speaking of technology, okay, if you're going to have replay, let's get it right. Swanson's out at first base.
On the pickoff?
Absolutely.
He was not out.
Absolutely.
No chance.
No. The glove was there before you put his hand there.
The glove was above the jersey, not on it.
No shot.
You're wrong.
If you're going to do the technology, make sure you've got evidence right there in front of you. The glove is right there before Swanson puts his hand in there.
Wrong.
Absolutely.
Wrong.
How do you have
Take
replay?
That, Craig Counsell.
How do you have that replay and not call it correctly? It's right in front of you. Now people start looking at this closely like, okay, so here's a replay. It's clear. The glove's down before Swanson gets his hand in. He's called safe. What is that?
No, the glove was down. It was not on him.
How do you know, pal?
I'm watching
the game.
And how do you know that they got him?
I slowed it down and watched it. Nonsense.
Let me ask you a question. Would you bet your life if they had a way with like a sensor and they went, we could tell 100%, would you bet your life he was out?
Absolutely would. I absolutely would. Because no one can match
Who are we getting a host next week?
That's fine. Hey, listen, the 50 years I've had on Earth, it's unmatched. So if I'm gone today, I've lived a great life.
You are wrong. They did not have conclusive proof. They did not. Safe!
He is right, though. Like, replay in baseball has been a joke since they instituted
it. Out.
There are a lot of times we see, like yesterday, I don't know, I thought it was inconclusive, too. But there are a lot of times
Thank
where
you.
We clearly see a result, and the umpires come out and are like, oh, well, we got to stick with what happened on the field. It's the replay in baseball has had the worst implementation of any sport.
Inconclusive means that they couldn't tell. I could tell. So don't give me the thank you. There's no thank you. The guy was out. And if that means that ends my life, do you know what kind of life I've lived? Holy cow.
You're Jonathan Hood.
Yeah. So you and Dion can take it over after that.
Wow.
And guess what? I'll be in peace.
Wow.
I'll be in peace. Where's Hoodie? He bet his life on that play.
He's gone.
But he's happy.
They had a sensor that wasn't out.
Safe. Come on, man. Get the replay right. For God's sakes. Going to have all this technology and all this fancy. Okay. Just get the calls right so we can move on with the game. That's all I'm asking.
I love that we beat the Brewers. Love.
Yeah. Might sweep them out.
Look, one batter, one pitch, one out at a time.
Okay, that was good during the championship years. Don't give me that 2016 refrain.
Maybe this is a championship.
Okay. Shot or no shot.
Here we go.
2 minutes on Chicago's Home for Sports.